Hi, everyone. I'm sorry that I can't be with you for this meeting this week, but Lena asked me to record a little bit of the 2007 story for you. Just to give you some background, as we hit the summer of 2007, the Toa Nika have gone down to Mari Nui and been turned into the Toa Mari and confront the Baraki. At this point in the story, the Mask of Life is missing, and neither faction knows where it is, and the Toa are just starting to encounter the Baraki for the first time. This particular section is from Bionicle Legends 7, Prisoners of the Pit. Back when Toa Matoro had been just another villager on the island of Mata Nui, he had sat down to discuss with Kopaka Nuva what life as a Toa was like. The Toa Nuva of Ice had listened politely to his questions and then said, "Half of being a Toa, Matoro, is being prepared for the unexpected. The other half is being smart enough to know that you really can't ever prepare for that which you don't expect." "Then what do you do?" Matoro had asked. "You improvise, translator," Kopaka Nuva replied, "and you try not to let your enemies find out you're doing it." The words of the Toa Nuva of Ice came back to Matoro as he hovered in the water. He was confronted by over 200 Takea sharks and an assortment of other sea creatures so revolting he didn't even care to look at them. If ever there was a time for improvising, this was it. Prydax suddenly appeared in the midst of the sharks flanked by Takedox. The latter eyed Matoro as if the Toa were a potential meal and then said, "Tell us, Toa, where is the Mask of Life?" Matoro saw Prydax snarl at his fellow Baraki. He couldn't hear what was said, but he could guess. "They've lost the mask. Probably think we took it," he thought. "But just in case we didn't, Prydax didn't want us to know what was missing. Too late now." "Sorry, I never discuss such important matters in the middle of an aquarium," the Toa of Ice said. "Tell the sharks to take a walk, or a swim, and we can have a talk." Prydax smiled. The sharks moved in closer, restless for the hunt. "Do you know where you are, Toa? This is a Takea shark hunting ground. The seafloor underneath you is littered with the bodies of creatures that weren't fast enough to get away. Do you think you are fast enough?" "I don't have to be," Matoro answered. "Not as long as I'm strong enough to fight back." Triggering his elemental power, he froze the water around Prydax and Takedox into a solid block. It sank like a stone out of sight. He was just about to congratulate himself on an easy victory when he heard an explosion from down below and saw shards of ice flying through the water. They were followed by Prydax and Takedox still scraping super-cold ice fragments off their limbs. "Is that the best you can do, Toa?" said Prydax. "I don't know. Are you worthy of my best?" The Toa of Ice called upon his Kanohi mask power, throwing more willpower into the act than he ever had before. Far below, long-dead sea creatures began to stir as artificial life flooded their bodies. Heavy-lidded eyes snapped open as limbs shook off the sleep of ages. One by one, the vanquished rose, vengeance in their hearts. Scattered groups began to swim toward Matoro, gathering behind him in an undead legion. Some looked almost as powerful and formidable as they had the day they died. Others had obviously suffered the tender mercy of the Takea shark. Together they were enough to make even a Baraki hesitate. Across the span of black water, two armies stared into each other's cold eyes, one living, one an imitation of life. Prydax's gaze was fixed on Toa Matoro, searching for some sign of weakness. He saw none. "We appear to be evenly matched," said the Baraki finally. "Not so," Matoro replied, flashing a cold smile as he gestured to his reanimated army. "My side has nothing left to lose."